today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on an auspicious day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's 8th Imam, Imam al-Riza, peace be upon him. So we offer our congratulations to all brothers and sisters all around the world. Today, Wednesday, is the 11th of Zilqa'da, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Happy Eid on the auspicious birthday anniversary of Imam Riza, peace be upon him.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
So let's open this episode by knowing about the conduct of Imam Riza alayhi salam. Before traveling to Merv, Imam Riza, peace be upon him, lived in Medina, a city where the shrine of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family was located, and his fathers rested in peace. He was occupied with guiding people and explaining Islamic educations and Prophet's seerah, manner and belief and behavior. People of Medina loved him and assumed him as their kind father. Although he had spent most of his life in Medina, he had many obedient followers throughout the Islamic territory. His imamate and succession was announced repeatedly by his father, grandfathers, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Especially Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, mentioned him as the imam after himself several times. Some examples are as follows. One of his followers narrates, "One day Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, came to us, holding his son's Ali's hand. We were 60 people. He said, 'Do you know me?' I replied, 'You are our master and leaders.' He said, 'Say my name and title.' I said, 'You are Musa, the son of Jafar, son of Muhammad.' He said, 'And who is this with me?' I replied, 'Ali, the son of Musa, son of Jafar.' He said, 'So bear witness that he is my representative during my life and my successor after my death.' He is further introduced as the 8th Imam in a saying by Prophet narrated by Jabir. Also, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, has repeatedly told Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, that knowledgeable of Prophet's progeny is your son, and he is your successor. Dear brothers and sisters, dear Shia listeners, thank you for choosing this episode of today's special for listening to. And of course, we express our congratulations to all of you on the birthday anniversary of Imam Riza, peace be upon him.
Thank you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the blessings of Imam Radha alayhi salam and the importance of his graveyard and holy shrine. One who visits Imam Radha's holy shrine devotedly and shows true love, Allah Almighty will forgive his sins. This is what we have heard and seen, and we have seen in hadith and narrations. In another hadith we read, I inquired the Imam about his fate. The kind Imam alayhi salam replied, I will be soon murdered by poison. If the one who visits my shrine recognizes my right, his past and future sins will be forgiven. It is also mentioned in narrations, that the pilgrimage and ziyarah of the kind Imam alayhi salam saves one from the difficulties and problems. Any believer who visits Imam Radha's holy shrine has some spiritual and material problems, but if he devotedly expresses his courtesy to His Holiness and seeks recourse, Imam alayhi salam will assist him and solve his problems. There were and are many such instances in history. There have been many mentally and physically ill pilgrims from Iran and other countries who have had the honor to visit the holy shrine of Imam Radha alayhi salam, and thus they received what they had asked for. And there have also been so many people who have been guided in this holy shrine and converted to Islam and became Muslims.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha al-Murtada al-Imam al-Taqi al-Naqi.
O Allah, send blessings upon Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha, the contented, the spotlessly pure leader, and your authority on the face of the earth, and below it, the truthful and the martyr. Perpetually abundant blessings that are pure and continue ceaselessly, the best of the blessings that you have sent upon any of your chosen ones.
About his character, we come to slowness in answering supplication. Imam Reza spoke about the reason for the slowness in responding to supplication. Ahmad ibn Muhammad has narrated, I said to Imam Reza, peace be upon him, I have asked a need from Allah since so and so year, and something has entered my heart because of slowness in answering it. The Imam declared, O Ahmad, be aware of that Satan makes a way against you in order to make you despair of Allah's mercy. Imam al-Baghir, peace be upon him, said, the believer asks his need for Allah, the Great and Almighty, but he delays responding to him out of love for his voice and listening to his wailing. Then he said, by Allah, what Allah sets behind the believers in this world is better than what he sets before them therein. The believer's supplication during ease should be similar to that of his during hardship. He should not flag in supplicating when he's given. Therefore, be not tired of supplication, for it is of great position with Allah, the Great and Almighty. Adhere to patience, seeking the lawful and tightening your bonds of kin. On the auspicious birthday anniversary of Shia's 8th Imam, Imam al-Riza, peace be upon him, accept our congratulations and be happy on a happy Eid.
Ali Musa al-Riza, Ali Musa al-Riza, Ali Musa al-Riza, Ya Ali Musa al-Riza.
How to make the most of ziyarah of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. One way to make the most of ziyarah of Ahlul Bayt in a best way is paying attention to the infallible. 1. Recall how much love the Ahlul Bayt have for their Shias and their Zawars, visitors. The other one, how much have we and do we continue to hurt them by turning away from their guidance with our evil deeds? Think about how much we owe them. They are the source of all goodness in creation. Think about establishing a spiritual connection with the infallible. And of course, be in a state of dua. Some people think of duas as something that needs to be read, but the higher from the dua is a state of heart and is a state of calling upon Allah through the appropriate channels for help. We need to help that state of need and wanting about us in order to feel the response of the Imam to our ziyarah.
Why is the eighth Imam known as Alim Ali Muhammad? And this is a title given to him by his grandfather, affirmed by his father. All the Imams were blessed with special knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Rather, we actually have narrations that when it comes to the Imams, when it comes to their fawa'il, you know, the qualities and virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them, they are all equal. Of course, then, you know, the Imam says, of course, Rasulullah and Ali have their own status. Status is issue is a different one, but when it comes to the qualities, for example, the infallibility or the issue of knowledge, they are all same. Rasulullah is Madinatul Ilm, Ali is the Bab and the gate of that city of knowledge. You know, when you look at Imam Sajjad, you have the books like Sahifah Sajjadiyah, which reflects, you know, the knowledge that Allah has given to him. You look at the fifth Imam, known as Baqir Ulum al-Nabiyyin, the one who exposed the knowledge of the Anbiya to the Ummah. Then the sixth Imam is known as the founder of the Shia Ja'fari Fiqh, because of the opportunity he had to explain the Shi'i perspective as compared to the other emerging fiqh of, you know, Imam Malik and Abu Hanifa. And Shafi and Hanbali came later on. And so even Imam Musa al-Kazim had been blessed with that knowledge. The Imam, Imam Jawad, who came, one of the youngest of the Imam, in spite of his very young age, you know, his knowledge was known, especially in this debate that he, Mamun Rashid, organized between the Chief Justice and Imam Jawad. And then we come to Imam Ali al-Naqi, Imam Hassan al-Askari. All of them have been blessed with knowledge. Our present Imam, we are told, the ahadith is that when he makes his appearance, Ajjalallahu ta'ala faraju sharif, the advancement of all the human civilizations from Adam to that day would be considered like 1 out of 25 shares of the knowledge. Imam will bring the remaining 24 shares. And so, you know, the knowledge has been given to all.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of Eid.
Dear brothers and sisters, on our auspicious birthday anniversary of Imam al-Rida, we hope the best moment, the happiest moment for all of you all around the world. Thank you very much for listening till the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
We're here on this special day. Our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever. Let's raise our hands and make dua like the Prophet taught us. And with one voice, let's all say,